British football supporters have a particularly bad reputation. So much so, 9 crimes that only apply to the sport have been enforced. RTC Sir Ali finds out why fans are given the red card.
Scenes like these are not uncommon during football matches. Despite British football fans and hooliganism being considered synonymous abroad, fans here say that the troublemakers are few, and it's because of them that fans are all being treated like criminals.
The sort of numbers that we're dealing with here, 38 million people were attending football matches last season, and there were 1,870 arrests, that sort of order. That's a tiny, tiny number. So most football matches are trouble-free, arrest-free. There's a few bad apples, they need to be targeted, but the behaviour of fans is good.
There are 9 football-only crimes, which wouldn't be considered a criminal offence if committed anywhere outside of a football stadium. They include encroaching on the pitch, drinking in view of the pitch, or even reselling or giving away a ticket. And if those weren't enough, fans are also subjected to special powers. Football banning orders can impose restrictions, such as not going within 3 miles of a football stadium on match days, requirements to report to the police station at designated times, or even surrendering your passport when your club or country are playing abroad. But the Home Office told us, evidence shows the legislation has proved effective. Levels of football disorder have been significantly reduced since the introduction of football banning orders in 2000. But is the policing always proportional?
We are Millwall from the day.
Some fans feel like they're being unfairly targeted by government legislation enforced by police forces up and down the country. We're here at Millwall, whose supporters say that they're routinely harassed by authorities week in, week out.
Sometimes it starts before the trouble starts, you know, if they try and keep people in check, sometimes that can cause more aggravation.
I have a lot of respect for the police because they have a very tough job to do in this day and age. It's not their fault. Sometimes they're told what to do by other people.
At the end of the day, people are just trying to watch a football game. And I think we get it more than most teams.
Indeed, several of the Millwall fans that we spoke to conceded that they have a bad reputation. It was their supporters we saw at the beginning of the piece fighting with Barnsley fans during the recent League One playoff final at Wembley. But what if the police start arresting people for slightly lesser crimes?
As we were celebrating, I got pulled out of the crowd and arrested for common assault.
Many football fans might have a problem sinking their teeth into laws being used for seemingly bizarre charges, but it's a tough time for police around football supporters after the recent Hillsborough ruling. And as worries about terrorism are heightened as the Euro tournament kicks off in France this week, there's no doubt they'll be on their highest alert. So maybe leave the inflatable sharks at home. Issa Ali, RT, London.